Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the season finale of Star Trek Baja, a Lower Decks version of a Star Trek Adventures campaign using the rules by Modiphius Entertainment. My name is ELH the Game Master, and joining me are three lovely individuals who we'll meet in just a moment. I just have an announcement first. I do want to highlight that this is the season finale, not the series finale, which means that at some point we might be coming back to these characters to explore them a little bit more. But moving forward, we're going to be moving into an Avatar Legends campaign for a little bit. That'll start probably around November 5th, if I remember the date correctly. But it'll be basically we'll do Avatar Legends for a little bit. We'll see where we're feeling. Maybe we'll continue Avatar Legends. Maybe we'll come back to Baja. But I do want to make it very clear that this is the season, not series finale. Other than that, I'm excited to do today's episode because it's a time loop episode, and those are always fun. So let's get everybody introduced, and then we'll get started. So, Matthew, what do you got going on?
Hello, everyone. My name is Matthew. I play Shas Jathane, an Andorian helmsman who is incredibly blasé, and, well, he likes being a Lower Decker and doesn't want to get promoted.
All right. Techno, what do you got going on?
Hi, everyone. I'm Techno Nerd. You can find me on the internet. We're all nerds at Technode. And I'm playing the Klingon nurse, Mekbeth. And he's your typical angry Klingon, but seems to have taken an interest in botany and medicine.
Also, you're going to love me. You know what time it is, right? With your microphone? You remember that time?
How's that? Any better?
Better, yes.
Okay.
Yay!
Gotta love headphones. Anyway, last but not least, Bean, what you got going on?
Hi, I'm Bean underscore Goblin VT. One day I will remember my intro. Hi, you can find me on Twitch and Twitter under those names. I'm currently doing a Pokemon Nuzlocke, which I'm currently crying over because I don't know why I've decided to put myself through that pain. But besides that, I am playing a Trill engineer called Marquez Bolin, and I plan to cause chaos today because...
It's
the finale. I have to cause the most chaos. Like, you know, just causing us a Nacelle to drop off or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's run that intro and then we'll get started. All right. And welcome back. So something we do for all my Star Trek Adventures games is we have the players do an opening log. And Mr. Bean, I believe Bolin has that honor today.
Mr. Bean's my father, but thank you. Ensign Bolin.
That explains so much.
Look, I'm just a little goblin, and so is he, right? Okay.
Okay.
Ensign Bolin's personal log. Stardate, well, if you're hearing this, you've looked at my log, and I've edited a text, so we're both going to get in trouble. Kisses. Mwah. Anyway, the Baja is doing a 2-for-1 deal in black holes right now. I'm not even so... I'm kind of surprised that we're watching two black holes crash into each other. Great for the science team. Sucks for us NGs. I have to reforce all of the bulkheads for the past however long I've been awake. Only taking a break on my favorite hideaway, Jeffrey's Tubes 32B. So anyway, my weekly prank review. Macbeth still hasn't noticed replaced this tree by a perfect replica, and given the real one to Bob as a favor for helping him last month. It's great. He knows something's up, as he keeps asking about it, and is worried about it. But he hasn't gotten to the bottom of it. But, you know, at the bottom of the pot, it just says, fake by yours truly. Well, I better get out of boom, dunk, dunk. Ah, my favorite part!
All right, so where we begin, as we see that pad tumbling down, we kind of see the surface of the pad shimmer, and we see an external view of the Baja as it is currently witnessing two black holes that are about to merge together in an imminent collision. It's a very spectacular display. The event horizons and the swirling gases around the event horizons makes for a very spectacular sight. But as Bolin referenced, it is hell for the engineers and fun for the sciences. So where we're going to begin is actually with the three of you coming together in one of the science labs as basically Lower Deckers are coming in and out of the science labs at a rapid velocity. And what I mean by that is you basically go in, someone throws a pad at you and tells you to take it to another science lab, and then you are just bouncing between science labs as quickly as possible. You haven't really been told what the science teams have found so far, but based on the fact that they keep sending you at rapid rates, it's so important that they're not just transferring the data between science labs via the computer. Like, for some reason, the pads have to happen, kind of a thing. But that's where I'm going to put you all to start, and then I'll throw a plot as needed.
So I think that Shaz is just sort of like walking in with this small stack of pads, and he looks over towards Marques and Macbeth, and then he sort of narrows his focus on Marques and starts stalking over to her. Okay, I need you to explain something to me.
Mm-hmm. I just put another pad on your pile. Yep, carry on.
Yep.
You're going that way, and I'm going that way. So you need to go that way and take that pad, and I need to go this way and take these pads. So you've missed one.
Okay, that's fine. Why is it we have to take pads anywhere, he says, as he sort of like braces the stack of pads. Why don't we just transport them? Okay, do we not have site-to-site transporters?
No. Not only is there two gigantic black holes causing so much interference that it'll probably explode, the reinforced bulkheads will also bounce the signal. That's why we don't have these reinforced bulkheads all of the time, because you will transport it down a deck and it'll end up in the captain's coffee.
First, I don't think that a coffee mug is sufficiently large to house a pad. It wouldn't end up in the coffee.
Precisely. Precisely.
Oh, so it's like some sort of weird, horrifying fly-like transporter accident involving coffee.
Like the coffee becomes part of the wiring.
Okay, true. We don't want that. Mm. But, haven't we proven that starships can just like even fly right through black holes and then crack the event horizon to escape again? Like a sheet of ice? We've done
it. Yes.
We did it personally.
That was an extraordinary event. This is like two regular ass non-sentient creatures living inside black holes that are crashing into each other. The sheer amount of interference and particles blasting off is enough that this could. I can hear the bolt heads bending on deck three again. Why is it always deck three? Anyway, I haven't slept, so I'm going to go get some Ractogena. I wander over to the nearest replicator.
You try that blend that was recommended by our chief engineer. I think she has like narcolepsy and is constantly drinking coffee, so try that.
I think I would die from that, but sure, I'll give it a go.
Complication on the field from Evil Steve, a coffee mug replicates. It looks and smells like coffee. Do you drink it?
Well, I'm an engineer, not a doctor.
Okay. So, and I have to be careful how I say this because certain words are not allowed on YouTube, but you basically take a sip and then your vision just kind of goes beep. And everything's wavy and it's trippy.
Oh, I can see the wavelengths. I gotta go, bye! And I run to where I need to take the pads.
I'm sure that won't be a problem.
But yeah, it's right about then that I think as you swap your stack of pads out, that's when Macbeth walks in with their stack of pads.
And yeah, Macbeth comes in, door opens, carrying just a huge stack of pads just all the way up to above their heads and just slams them down on the table and just sort of stands there. Where is the next selection of them?
It points to a smaller pile. Did the pads insult your honor or something?
So, I'm not going to dignify this with a response, and he's just going to pick up pads and walk straight out.
Oh, everyone's a snit today. And I guess Shaz is just going to collect together a few pads rather gingerly and then head off, ambling away.
All right. So with the three of you working a little bit separately from one another, what happens is for the next maybe hour and a half, you do this transporting of pads back and forth. It's tedious, it's boring, nothing exciting. But about that hour 30-minute mark, the ship goes to yellow alert. And since you all are on duty, you are supposed to report to Science Lab 3 for instruction for this matter. So as you all come into Science Lab 3, what you realize immediately is that there's no one here. You're supposed to meet your supervisor here, one Lieutenant Commander Johnson. Mr. Johnson isn't here. In fact, Lieutenant Commander Johnson isn't anywhere on the ship when you query the computer.
Computer, has Lieutenant Commander Johnson taken a shuttle out?
There are no shuttles missing from the Baja's stock.
How did Lieutenant Commander Johnson leave the ship?
Unknown. When did he leave?
Oh, he
And they
may.
give a star date, which is about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, he might have not left the ship. He may be in one of the Jeffrey's tubes, and his comm badge may be. Normally, the ship is designed that it can, bounce its wavelength so it can pick up people in certain areas. But with the reinforced bulkheads, it could be the fact that it can't bounce to those areas because, if he's in a certain Jeffrey's tube or if he's in like a certain cargo hold, the internal sensors won't get him if he's in that area. So maybe if we go to his last known location, we can find him.
Whoa, okay, that's crazy talk. We're where we're supposed to be, and
True.
there are no superior officers here to give us orders.
True. You do realize where this line of thought normally goes for us. You say about slacking, and then we go and do stuff anyway, and it turns out to be really important and life and death mattering. And considering, I don't know, the Rector Juno's been making my head foggy today.
What do you think, Macbeth?
And he sort of looks up as if he hasn't been listening to any of this. Yes, I agree.
With who?
Does it matter?
I mean, with that kind of
Yes.
attitude, it seems like nothing matters.
Are you okay, my friend? Is anything.
There is nothing I wish to speak of. Where is Lieutenant Johnson? Commander Johnson.
Now, what have you said about speaking about your feelings?
This is not the time for this.
Oh, there's nobody else here. It seems like this is exactly the time
You
for
are
it.
not Klingon. You would not understand. Now cease your prattling. We have a job to do, I presume.
Well, then go do it then if you are so determined in pursuing it instead of pursuing other matters which are important. Please tell us our next course of action since it's the honorable way of doing stuff.
You do not wish to test me today. What is
But
our job supposed to be?
you are testing us.
You know, just because we're not Klingon and we can't understand and wouldn't presume to, doesn't mean it's not helpful to talk about things just to get them out so they're not, well, inside and creating pressure.
I do not wish to speak of it. Let us drop the matter and do whatever we are supposed to do.
Computer, where last was Lieutenant Commander Johnson detected?
Lieutenant Commander Johnson was last seen in his quarters.
What is Lieutenant Commander Johnson's duty schedule for today?
And it reads off a series of events, but yeah, he should be in the science lab like he was supposed to be in the science lab from his start of duty station to now.
Okay, that's weird.
Computer, are any other officers aboard the vessel absent?
No. Actually, I'm checking my notes here. That's why there's an No, there are no missing or otherwise unaccounted for members except for Lieutenant Commander Johnson.
We should probably report this to security.
Yeah. Security, Lieutenant Ensign Bill Bolin to security.
And you actually end up getting Commander Moore up on the bridge. And he says, this is Commander Moore. What seems to be the situation, Science Lab 3?
Okay, a little bit higher than we expected. Lieutenant Commander Johnson seems to be missing. From what we can tell by the computer, he's disappeared 30 minutes ago and didn't turn up to his duty shift. He's been in his quarters. We also have no supervisor to attend to. This is why we've just noticed this.
Hold on, let me confirm with up here. Yes, you're quite correct. He has been missing for the past 30 minutes. Well, since we're all busy up here dealing with the gravimetric forces threatening to tear us apart, why don't you three go investigate his quarters? You have my permission to break the shield and all that.
He's got the shields up on his quarters?
No. The shield.
Oh, the seal. Right, okay.
Like an aquatic mammal?
No. The seal as in, like, you know, the seal on a... envelope.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's just glue. That wouldn't be very hard to
break at all.
I mean,
there is a couple of seals on the ship, so I would make, you know, it's a very good thing to, you know, check that we don't break any seals. But break seals to get into rooms. But not break the guard seal that may be there.
That keeps us alive from the vacuum of space.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do a sensor scan to make sure there isn't the vacuum of space on the other side.
I really hope Commander Moore is still on the line while this conversation.
Oh, the entire time. The entire time.
Anything else, Commander?
No, but apparently I need to work on my accent. It's apparently not intelligible sometimes.
It's probably the gravimetric interference causing some bad static, sir. Ensibility and out.
Nice save.
Yeah, I'm good at those. Mm. You know, when I can't save a warp core, I yeet it at an enemy ship. You know, it's about improvising.
I mean, it is probably the largest antimatter explosive that a starship carries. So, I mean, that there's logic to that.
I mean, it's also the largest antimatter explosive I've got to yeet at someone.
By definition, yes.
We just have to do it with the core of the ship's core at one point.
You know, I hear that some races actually have like 4 warp cores on their ship.
Are we going to go where we are supposed to go, or are we going to stand here with this inane man?
I'm already halfway out the door because we
very
we,
well
we,
and
okay, we walk in. You have a bee in your bonnet today.
I do not understand this expression. I'm not wearing a bonnet.
Anyway, we're going out the door and heading towards us. If you wish to follow us, you may do so.
Very well, and we'll follow.
So you arrive at where Lieutenant Commander Johnson's quarters are, and the door is sealed. And in order to override it, very simple check, just got to give me either a control and engineering or a control and security at a difficulty of 1.
I just want to do a quick scan of the airspace on the other side of the door, mainly because, you know, Thane's got me paranoid about explosive decompression.
Okay. No role required. You can tell that the atmosphere is contained on the other side. It's class M as it should be. No issues there.
No Tholians in there. Excellent. Mm-hmm.
That you
surprise,
know.
Surprise Tholians is never a good thing. All right.
Could be in their atmospheric suits. You don't know. Did you check your atmospheric suits?
This whole episode could be like invisible Tholians. We would never know anything about it.
Hey, timey-wimey nonsense. The Tholians are always involved.
Yeah. They say they don't like it, but they really do.
If we keep up this line of thought, then Evil Steve will give us a complication, so we should probably stop.
Control engineering, yes?
Yeah, control engineering, difficulty of 1.
Okay. I don't think I have a focus when it comes to doors, but, you know. 2 successes anyway, so...
Yeah, we take those. That's 1 momentum for your trouble. Yeah, you open the door, and what you notice inside is that it's in a bit of a disarray, where the tables are turned over, the chairs are knocked over, there's pads strewn about the place, most of them broken. In general, it looks like there was a fight here of some kind. And the more you look at this, the more you start to look for clues... You look out the windows and you see that the black holes outside are getting closer, much closer. And that's about the time as you start to talk to one another and you start to be like, hey, what's going on with those black holes? There's a flash of light. And Bean, if you could read your opening log once more.
All right.
And you can skip a part or you can embellish as you'd like. But as far as you know, you only have a sense of deja vu. You don't know that you've looped quite yet.
Ensign Bolin's personal log. Stardate, if you're listening to this, then you're looked into my log and I've added the test, so we're going to both be in trouble. Mwah. Anyway, we have a 2-for-1 deal when it comes to black holes now. It seems to be with surprise that watching two black holes crash into each other. Great for the science teams, but sucks for us? Anyway, I've been reinforcing the bulkheads the past however long I've been awake. And it's only, I can only take a break in my favorite hideaway, Jeffrey's Tube 32B, my favorite. Also, my weekly prank review. Macbeth still hasn't noticed his tree's been replaced by perfect replica and given it to Ensign Bomb as a favor for our helping him last however long ago it was. It's great knowing that something is up. He keeps asking about it. It's more worried because I'm more worried about it and stuff. But, you know, if you just looked at the bottom of it, you find a print saying, fake by yours truly. Well, gotta get back to work. Tung, ow. I'm a pad.
All right. Well, since we're on loop two, Thane, what are you doing before your duty station and you have to be on pad ferrying duty?
Thane is actually found within the hangar bay of the ship. He is sort of like buried halfway into a panel on the side of his quote unquote personal shuttlecraft, the MacCready. And he's at this very moment, as that sort of time loop recommences without his being aware of it, he has accidentally just jammed a kind of isolinear probe into a power socket, and he has suffered this terrible little shock, which causes him to jerk back and bang his head and sort of like crumple his antenna on the sort of paneling above him. And he winces and withdraws. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. That's not how I wanted to end the morning. Looks back at it, frowns, tosses the tool into sort of a small engineering kit, closes up the panel, brushes himself off, and heads down the corridor to begin his duty shift.
Okay. So, since it is, again, the duty shift, you're ferrying pads back and forth between science labs, and first up is an interaction between Thane and Bolin, and then it will be Thane and Macbeth, and then we'll move on from there. Again, I want to emphasize that you're experiencing a lot of deja vu. Not a whole lot to be aware that you're in a time loop, but there's definitely a lot of repeat things that you feel like you've been through before.
Hey, you missed this one.
Oh, yeah, it seems to be happening a lot.
This one?
Huh. No, I think that's yours.
No, it's, yeah, but it's going that way, so it makes sense for you to take that one. And since it's going that way, I should take that one, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay then.
You know, I just realized something this morning. That shuttle pod of mine, the secondary EPS relays, they're constantly blowing out. I feel like I've had to replace those like 15 times.
Have you recoupled the backups correctly? Sometimes
have you recoupled the backups correctly? Of course I've recoupled the backups correctly.
Okay, I'm just checking.
It's my shuttle pod.
It's 90% of all power surge problems in that area. It's like really overlooked, but it causes so much problems. If it's not that, maybe the phaser array is causing a radiance effect, which is causing it to think that it's shorting out rather than it actually shorting out.
Yeah, the power feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
My head's all over the place today.
Yeah, maybe I need some coffee.
Coffee. That was what I was thinking about. I'm going to order myself a Rexgino because I have not slept like at all.
Get one for me too, please.
Okay, then. I order normal Rectoginos since I'm not prompted to have like the death Rectoginos. Mm-hmm. And I give one to Thane and one to myself.
The caffeine's nice, but Klingon coffee always tastes like blood. You notice that thick iron taste?
Yeah, but like, you know, sometimes you just need more iron.
Guess who just redeemed an evil complication? So because I find it funny, that's when Macbeth walks in and you just heard them insulting Klingon coffee.
So again, Macbeth entering the room, and he's got just a pile of pads just sort of stacked to above his head. He comes in and slams them down again.
I would like to jump, but just before the pad slammed. Because, like, I'm startled by them, but I'm startled before I should be.
Mm-hmm. A little flinch kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is bad enough that I have to continue to ferry these pads across the every deck of the ship, and now I come in and you're insulting Klingon coffee.
I think you should be more offended that you just referred to it as Klingon coffee. That's, like, so anthropocentric.
Do not start this today.
It feels like today is a good day to whine.
We're drinking blood wine as well?
I mean, the day is still young.
Today is not a day for blood wine. Now, where am I taking my next set of pads? I do not have time for this. I feel like I'm experiencing nipoch, the amount that I'm ferrying these pads around.
I mean, as far as I'm aware, there's another selection of pads just for there that could be taken to lab 3?
Very well. And he just picks them up and just walks straight out with them.
I mean, yeah, that's where we're heading, lab 3, right?
No, I think these pads are heading down to lab 5.
Oh, and I'm headed to lab 6. Like I said, I needed the coffee.
Yeah.
And I think Bolin's going to get a little chirp on her communicator.
Bolin, yeah.
Macbeth to Bolin. Yep. There's someone in lab 3.
There should be Lieutenant Commander Johnson in lab 3, shouldn't there?
That may be, but these pads are not for lab 3. They are for lab 7.
Okay, well, since that is like just across the corridor, pardon my ignorance.
And he just cuts the channel.
Well, he has a bee in his bonnet.
I wonder where Lieutenant Johnson actually is.
I mean, computer, where is Lieutenant Commander Johnson?
Lieutenant Commander Johnson is currently in his quarters.
Should he be, like, you know, working like the rest of us? Goddamn upper deckers.
I mean, once you hit that lieutenant level, it's just, you can really start slacking off. Maybe that's, wow, that's a great idea. That's what he's doing. He's slacking off completely. He's just abandoned his duty shift.
Anyway, before
oh,
you
God, get I've got to get a promotion. Oh, God, that's awful. Oh, no.
Oh. I just slip into the lab I need to go into.
And Shas is just sort of sitting there as if he's had an epiphany. The more responsibility you have, the more responsibility you can shirk.
The captain timeline has begun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before we skip ahead in time a little bit, does anybody do anything differently for the next hour to hour 30 minutes?
Besides having an epiphany over there, I'm not sure we really do. I think Bolin is going to do the tasks like ahead of being asked.
Okay.
Not because she realizes she's doing them, but like, I don't know how many times this time loop has been, but she's done these tasks multiple times and her engineering part of the brain is just trying to make head that down subconsciously. So I'm like, I walk into the room as like, I need you to get these pads. You mean these pads?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give me a control engineering difficulty of 0 on this one? Get you some momentum here.
Etiquette?
Sure, I'll give it to you. All right, another success.
I only gained 1 momentum.
Up to 2 momentum. So yeah, you're anticipating the tasks. You are more or less getting them done just a split second before they're being required. Let me go to Macbeth and Thane. Are you two doing anything differently?
I don't think Macbeth is. I think he's in too much of a funk and just crashing around the ship angrily, throwing pads into rooms and picking up more pads.
For some reason, I'm imagining like you just kind of like have the pads on your outstretched palm. And you're like throwing them like little shurikens at the people in the labs. Just,
oh, yeah,
or just
no,
upending
great.
The entire pile. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, maybe not quite that dramatically, but he may be building up to that.
And I think that Shaz is actually demonstrating that he can be remarkably efficient and showing some alacrity in the delivery of these various different pads throughout the ship.
Definitely not trying to get promotion.
Definitely not.
That's probably going to freak out people more than me.
Yeah,
just, like,
in fact, I think one of the labs you drop off go, hold on, are you feeling okay, Ensign?
I feel as if my life has purpose. Perhaps for the first time.
Maybe you should report to sick bay.
No time for that. I've got to deliver these pads to lab 4.
And there's like one of those scenes where you walk in the lab, but the two NPCs kind of look at each other and go, the hell was that? I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Weird. We got to focus on this black hole. Look at all this data.
And then the door opens and Macbeth comes in and he just throws a bunch of pads in the room and walks out.
Ah! He takes them out like a shotgun blast.
We just see the NPCs. See the NPCs get hit and fall over.
I mean, somebody's going to medbay and it's not us.
All right. Well, in that case, we skip ahead about an hour. Again, yellow alert happens. You're all supposed to report to Lab 3. And again, you're supposed to be reporting to Lieutenant Commander Johnson, who is not there.
I feel like we've already been down this route today. Computer, where is Lieutenant Commander Johnson? He is currently inside of his room.
Lieutenant Commander Johnson is nowhere aboard the vessel.
What the heck?
Well, that's taking slacking off to an entirely different level. He's actually like gone on vacation off the ship.
Well, like only like 30 minutes ago, however long it's been when we're delivering pads, he's gone off the ship. Computer, is there any shuttles being taken off the ship?
There are no missing shuttles in the Baja's complement.
Okay, that is like weird aliens living in the black hole weirdness levels.
Could he be in one of the Jeffries tubes that have been reinforced?
I mean, yeah, actually, no. Like some of the areas are going to be shielded from this internal scanners because, like, normally it pings off these bulkheads, but since it's...
Yeah, you told us this.
Did I?
Yeah, back when, was it when the Triborgs invaded the ship?
No, I was talking about transporters then. I think we should just contact the commander.
Yeah,
or security.
Yeah.
Commander of security.
And Shaz taps his comm badge. Shaz Chathain to security.
This is Commander Moore. Go ahead.
We've reported in accordance with orders to Science Lab 3, but the officer on duty, well, he's not here, and he's actually not aboard the ship, Lieutenant Johnson.
One moment, Commander I'll Johnson. Confirm. Yes, it does seem that Lieutenant Commander Johnson is nowhere aboard the vessel. His last known coordinates were in his quarters. Well, we're busy up here, so why don't you three investigate, and you have my permission to break the shield, and I don't mean like a an animal shield. I mean, like the shield on the door.
Yeah, thank you for
cleaning that up because you've got plenty of static, and you know it's kind of hard to hear like distinctions. Where am I coming from?
Why would he need to make this distinction? That is, I know we have seals aboard the ship.
I mean, that would be a pretty horrifying mistake to make.
Yeah,
if we thought he was ordering us to go break the seals.
But yeah. I mean, one of them's insecurity is lovely, but I wouldn't want to punch him because he's just so adorable.
I am still on the line.
Ensign Bolin out, sir. Finger guns at like the general direction of the bridge, even though he can't see me.
I don't know why I even bother sometimes.
Are you doing okay, man? You look really peeved.
I mean, you can walk and talk if you want to.
Let us just deal with the walking. Let's get to his quarters and deal with whatever is happening with him.
I mean, we could always, like, talk about this at a later
time. I do not wish to talk about it.
Okay.
And I have told you this several times.
No, you haven't.
Maybe, like, two at most.
It certainly feels like more.
This is like the first time we've had a proper conversation today, though it feels like you've been having a go at us a lot recently for no reason.
Well, I'm sure that you and your pranks have deserved it.
He's got you there.
Again? The aggression level? For the whatever.
This is not the time for this. Come, let us deal with this problem, and then we can move on to the next one.
All right. You arrive at Lieutenant Commander Johnson's quarters, and again, to get in, it's a control security or control engineering difficulty of one.
Well, I'm going to try and open the door.
Okay.
Two successes. Right.
Another two successes bring you up to three momentum. You open the door, and as before, everything is in disarray. Tables knocked over, chairs knocked over, broken pads everywhere, clothes strewn about the place. Looks like there's been a fight here, or at least some form of a commotion.
Is this room always like this?
I do feel like every time we come to his room, it is a mess. Wait.
Why would you have gone to Lieutenant Johnson's room before?
I mean, he's only newly been assigned out as a commander.
Yes.
We've had very little interaction. Anyway, I pull out a tricorder and try to scan what sort of fight's been in here. Has it been kung fu? You know, Kirk Punch can send somebody into space. It's been scientifically proven.
I just want to highlight that moment. You're using your tricorder to scan if a Kirk punch was to use in the general vicinity.
It's astronomical.
It leaves its own radiation. Field, yeah. You know?
I don't know what was unclear about that, Eli.
I mean, right?
I wanted it there for posterity. All right. Reason and security, difficulty of two.
Okay. Reason, security.
And of course, Thane and Macbeth, you may assist with your own reason security, if you so wish.
Yeah, I'll pull out my tricorder and have a shot at it.
Okay.
Difficulty two, right?
Difficulty of two. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend one momentum to get an extra dice.
Okay.
Hey, anybody, well, anybody else
to start with?
Yeah, and...
Okay, so you still just get the two. Interestingly, when you scan the area, there's no Kirk Punch radiation, which I'm going to have to figure out a cool name for. But there is...
Kirk Waves.
Kirk Waves. That's their new name, Kirk Waves. There is a small amount of tachyons. And Bolin, since you're the engineer, these tachyons, or at least the rate of decay on these tachyons, does seem to be consistent with a Romulan cloaking device.
Okay, so I'm detecting tachyons, which are not time travel tachyons, but cloaking device tachyons. Which could explain why we can't pick up Ensign Bolling to Commander Moore.
Go ahead.
I've gone to Lieutenant Commander Johnson's room, and there's a detection of tachyons, which are equivalent to Romulan cloaking devices. So we could have a saboteur on board. I don't know. Or somebody's messing around with Romulan technology.
Also, there are signs of a struggle.
That too. This looks like there's been a fight here. There's pads everywhere. I've been feeling much like my day in the past week, month or so.
Well, I'll send a proper security team to investigate, but...
And then, right as he says, but, the ship goes to red alert, as once again, you look out of the view screens, or you look out of the windows, and you see that the black holes are getting closer and closer and closer, White Flash. Bean, if you would read your log once more.
Very well.
And this time, you know something's up. You just can't put your finger on what.
As in Bolin's personal log, start date. Haven't I already done this joke before? I'm going to have to think of a new one to mess with you, mate. Anyway, we're having a two-for-one deal on black holes right now. It's surprising that we're able to watch two black holes crash into each other. It's great for the science team. And, of course, absolutely sucks for... Anyway, I'm in my hideout of 32B, and... Was it that prank this week, or was it the one that I was going to do with the Thane? No, it's the bonsai tree prank, right? And with my name underneath it. Something's weird. I don't know. Ah, my pad!
All right. This time, we go to Macbeth. And Macbeth, where are you before reporting for duty?
I think Macbeth is just in a little... He's just in a private room because he's been given a pad with a communication on it. Mm-hmm. He's holding the pad. He hasn't pressed play, mm-hmm. at least not since the start of this loop, but it is just playing in his hand. There's just a message playing out on it from this very stern-looking Klingon woman.
Okay. Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your father, the head of House Glimless, is dead. You must return to Clodagh to perform the Son Chi ceremony and take your place as head of house. This is non-negotiable. You cannot run away with Starfleet forever.
And Macbeth, the message just ends. It just comes up, message end, little Klingon logo. And he just stands there holding the pad in one hand. And he raises the pad above his head as if he's going to just smash it down on the floor. No. No, I've heard this before. This is not right. And he's going to like tap away at the pad and check like the date that this message was sent. He's going to check the authentication on it. All these things he wants to sort of check just to make sure that this is real, that it's come through now, that it's not a message that he's heard from, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's coming through. It's come through as a recent transmission. It's all very much on the up and up. So he's just sort of standing there, just staring at this pad.
And then he just... I spend a point of momentum on Tecna's behalf.
Okay.
There's going to be one clock which is going to be out of sync out of all the other ones. I'm pretty sure there's an internal clock for the ship. Mm-hmm. That is like accurate to, like in this atomical clock, so it's accurate to the nanosecond, but it keeps on going when time shenanigans happens,
mm-hmm.
because of this very reason. And if you're like doing all of the checks, everything's going to line up except for possibly that clock. I can't remember what it's called, but I'm pretty sure Starfleet has this on a regular basis because of how much temporal anomalies, how much time loops they have to deal with. It does feel like something which would be a standard procedure, especially with the era we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So like because the message is coming in from externally, it's got a different timestamp
kind of. It's either going to be like hours comparatively, which could measure up to actually months of years, depending how long we've been in this time loop. Because like if every loop is like only like 3 hours, you know, or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm an engineer. I just fix things. I don't understand them.
Well, I mean, if Macbeth is saying this, if Macbeth wants to give me a reason and a science at a difficulty of one, I might be able to provide more information.
Let's have a do of that.
Also, chat did just give you momentum. Did you use that momentum and then the third momentum for the advantage there?
Yes.
Okay.
So we are at 2 momentum. Got it. Okay.
I don't have anything that applies, unfortunately, for a focus, so I'm just going to have to roll the 2 as is.
Okay.
But well, there we
you
go.
Get your 2 successes. Nice. So, according to this message, if the external time date is correct, it's about a 2-week discrepancy.
And again, he's just going to hold the pad and look at that information. Just go, Kronos is not far enough to warrant this much of a delay. And the signal would have been routed past Kronos. This is important family information. And he's just sort of thinking his way through this. Taps his comm badge. Ensign Macbeth to Ensign Bolin.
And I would like to picture the scene. I've ordered a different type of coffee this time with Thane. And when the bleep happens, I flinch and look at the table where Macbeth has been slamming the pants multiple times, and I go, but wait. Bolin here. Aren't you meant to be here by now?
I was about to ask what time it is, but that actually relates to the question I must ask.
Like, I've ordered the coffee, then you slam the table, then walk out in the hump. Isn't that how this day's meant to go?
I do not know. I have a discrepancy on a datapad for a message received. It's showing that the message is, what was it, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
It is 2 weeks out of date, which does not make sense. The star dates do not align.
In what way? Like, it's too, like, I'm coming to you. Where are you? I can deliver these later. It's not important.
You are correct. I should be at my station. I will come to you. And okay. He just hangs up by tapping his comm badge and is going to make his way to the science lab where the two of them are.
Yeah, I pull out a bunch of pads and then just pull out a bunch of pads out of Thane's one and just switch them over. I think that's correct. And I just tap it with like this like confused, worried, but also like, this is correct look. I don't know why it's correct, but I'm very, very bizarrely like, this should be correct.
Thane just reaches out, grabs hold of that stack of pads, and says, well,
here's your coffee.
No, don't have time for that. I've got to get these pads delivered. No time like the present to get work done. Weird. Okay, I'm either going to go deliver these pads or I'm going to sickbay. I haven't figured it out yet. Take care.
I'm going to wait for Macbeth and deliver these pads. Drink my coffee. How long have I not been asleep? Feels like weeks now.
And right the then. Door open. And
yeah, I was going to say right about that, and that's when Macbeth walks in.
Yep. And he just comes in holding the pen and goes, this is the data I want you to examine.
Okay, but where's your large stack of pads?
I don't know.
Okay.
And it worries me that I know what you mean.
Okay, I'm starting to piece together. Right, I'm going to go. Am I just examining the date or anything else on this pad?
What I'm about to
hand
you...
I know you have a bee in your bonnet for a while.
I am not wearing a bonnet. What I'm about to hand you is...
No. That can't happen to multiple hosts, right? Pass me the pad.
Do you need me to slap you first?
If my third host is telling me what's up, I will probably try to punch you if you do that. So just pass me the pad.
I would like to see that all the same.
Okay.
What is on this pad, you can tell no one of.
Okay. I won't tell anyone. As a friend, I won't even tell Thane.
You will promise me this.
I will promise you this, yes. Because what's probably on that pad is probably information which means that very, very fucked up stuff's happened. Pardon my French.
I do not believe that was French, and he hands you the pad.
I listen to the pad, and like my face is too worried to like process the actual information that isn't time related.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I mean, you see it just as McBat did. You're 2 weeks in a loop, more or less, where the external date is 2 weeks off of what your current chronometer inside the ship is.
I sort of just like hold onto the table, like almost white knuckling, and just like, okay, 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 okay. This might actually be a time loop. So my third host, Jero, had to deal with like a hologram interrogation where he was basically put for a time loop. Now this is an actual time loop, which is even more terrifying. We're experiencing the same thing over and over again until, you know, we either get out of it or just this is our existence now.
I wondered if this was what you were going to say.
Which means this probably has something to do with Lieutenant Commander Johnson, because I remember Lieutenant Commander Johnson really well, even though we've only seen him once, because we had that meet and greet, like, time ago. It's a concept now, and it's been shattered. Like my fragile thing of reality has been just shattered all over the place. Yeah, so we should go get Thane, hand to Lieutenant Commander Johnson's rope, break the seal, which isn't the seal, which isn't a shield, and go investigate his room, because he has been having a Kung Fu Kirk Way fight with a Rumblin.
Are you sure you do not want me to slap you?
And I just walk off worried and just laughing to myself nervously.
And Macbeth is just going to pick the pad up from where Bolin put it down, and he's just going to just tuck it into a pocket on his uniform somewhere.
And I just walk past where Thane is, and Thane is like apparently ass kissing for no good reason.
I think Thane is actually standing outside the science lab where he was supposed to deliver that collection of pads, and he's just sort of like staring at the door and occasionally glancing back down at the pads.
Grab him. We don't have time. We have all the time, but we don't have time because we don't know if we remember stuff over time. Just grab him.
Yeah, as we walk past, Macbeth just grabs him by the scruff of the uniform neck.
whoa. Okay, all right. You don't have to keep pulling me. I can walk, you know. I'm capable of walking.
Well, this
it's not
is
not exclusively something Klingons do.
That was not evident from you standing in front of that science lab. We do not have time for
I
this.
I was having an existential crisis. Thank you.
We perhaps have too much time or all the time.
Well, don't worry. I've had already three of those right now, just from one pad to the other pad, multiple pads. Let's go to Lieutenant Commander Johnson's room and figure out what the seal is so we can get into the room.
If it frightens me that all of that made sense.
Yes.
I was worried that it might.
All right. Well, you arrive at Lieutenant Commander Johnson's room, and you run a tricorder scan, because I imagine you would. There is a life form that reads as Lieutenant Commander Johnson on the other side of that bulkhead.
Before we do anything else, I'm using my joined host ability to pick up the focus timey-wimey shenanigans.
Okay, good.
For the rest of this session, I now have a focus in timey-wimey shenanigans, and I just beep the door.
And you've set your tricorder so that it goes ding when there's stuff.
I appreciate the door. Reference. but yeah, you chime the door, Bolin, and after about the third or fourth charm, the door opens and you see Lieutenant Commander Johnson. And Lieutenant Commander Johnson is just your average, you know, mid-40s human, kind of a little bit graying at the temples, that sort of thing. But he looks down at you and says, I'm sorry, can I help you all?
Okay, timey-wimey shenanigans are happening. We're in a time loop. I don't know if we've had this conversation before, but I know that there is something to do with Tachyon's Romulan cloaking devices, and your room looks a lot tidier than I've seen it the past how many times I've seen it.
Why have you not been on duty?
So two things are going to happen kind of at the same time. When you say the word Romulan, his face tenses up. When you say cloaking device, he gets more guarded. And then right as Macbeth, you inquire what he's doing, he's going to take a step back and you see that he's reaching for something.
Phaser.
So, Bolin, if I understand, you wish to phaser him in a snap, like, Wild West shootout style.
Yes.
Okay. All
right. I feel like I'm standing in front of these two, and, you know, I can... I feel like I don't want to be a shield right now, so I'm going to shoot a commanding officer.
No, no, no. You're far too small to serve as an effective shield. Yeah. There's still about, like, 4 feet of Klingon behind you that stands above, you know...
Anyway,
well, doesn't quite the door frame's like here on Macbeth. For the purposes of this joke,
okay,
yeah, you're half cover. Yeah, all right, yeah,
all right. Bolin, this is going to be a difficulty 2 control security, but I'm actually going to spend some threat to make this a difficulty of 4, such that if you fail this task, then you're going to have to deal with a very angry Lieutenant Commander Johnson.
All right. So I haven't done this multiple times, so I can't blog timey-wimey nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to roll because I don't actually expect to succeed in this one because we haven't done it enough. 3.
You came close, though. You came. Do you want to succeed with a complication?
Nah, I'll just take the fail.
Just take the fail. So, Bolin, you snap your hand down to your belt and try to pull out your phaser, but the good Lieutenant Commander, or the bad Lieutenant Commander, I guess, is actually faster on the draw, and you get disrupted, Bolin. And just for giggles, I'm going to roll, but I think I already know the end result here. Let me see. Perform challenge. Come on, Foundry, you can do it. I believe in you. There we go. Yep, that's what I was afraid of. So, you know that scene in a very similar time loop where Crusher gets half her side disintegrated from the disruptor blast? Oh. That's kind of what happens to you, where you fall back half disintegrating into Macbeth's arms. But Macbeth and Thane, what do you do when this happens?
Macbeth is obviously going to catch what there is or rapidly isn't of Bolin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think will immediately have, just by pure reflex, have pulled out a medical tricorder and be scanning.
Okay. Thane, what about you?
And Shas is going to, as she sort of falls back, leap forward and try to wrest the phaser or the disruptor.
This is
from
where the Kirk waves come in.
Great. Yeah, and in fact, Thane, if you want to give me a daring and a security at a difficulty of 1, this will be opposed, but I think you've got this. I believe in you.
Kirk punch, Kirk punch, Kirk punch.
In fact, let me roll first so that you know your difficulty you have to beat here. Oh dear, that could be very bad.
Wow.
Hold on, let's expand that out. Okay, good news. That's only 2 successes, so you only have to beat a difficulty 2 here.
Robin Johnson is an absolute secret agent.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, he's murdered us. He's murdered us all.
Do you wish to use determination to reroll?
No, I think I'm good with this.
Okay. So Thane, you leap forward and try to wrestle it, but you basically get pistol whipped with the disruptor, and you get sent scattering into a table, which knocks it over in a few chairs. And then, I guess, Macbeth, you're the only one that's currently conscious? Or at least of sorts. So you hear Lieutenant Commander Johnson pull out what sounds to be a communicator and speak in Romulan. And then he beams away right as we look out the window and we see the black holes once again zooming in. And at this point, we go into a slight montage of scenes where we see Bolin apologizing to Macbeth and returning his bonsai tree. We see Macbeth reconciling his differences with Thane and Bolin and having a grand old time in one of the lounges drinking blood wine. And then right about loop 6, 7, maybe 8 or 9, Bolin, if you would care to give me your opening log, perhaps one last time.
Yes, one moment. Let me find it. Henson Bolling's personal log. Stardate. Didn't I get shot today? Like, shouldn't I be in... Okay, blood wine, Rexigenos, pads. Lieutenant Commander Johnson. Lieutenant Commander Johnson is a Romulan. Why do I sound like a conspiracy theorist? Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Timey-wimey shenanigans bullshit. Commander's not going to help us because he's too busy dealing with the thing. There's probably a cloaked ship nearby. We need to go deal with that. And also, it's probably going to detract us, beam us into the black holes or something like that, or some sort of other bullshit. Bold into Thane and Macbeth.
Thane here.
Timey-wimey shenanigans things. I need to meet you in Corridor 2B. That's the closest to like all of our current locations. Don't worry, I'm trying
to... We have been through this before, Berlin. We are on our way to...
Romulan infiltrator, yes. Yeah,
oh, right, yes.
We're on the same page here.
Right, I'm sorry. I think I got disintegrated last time. That really sent me for a spin. Oh, God, I'm in a loop. I'm in a loop. I'm in a loop. I'm in a loop.
I am going to slap you this time.
All right, so just so that I have the scene correctly, are you meeting outside of Lieutenant Commander Johnson's quarters, or are you meeting somewhere else and then going to Lieutenant Commander Johnson's quarters?
I think we meet, like, the fastest route. The fastest route it takes for all three of us to converge into one point. So it's like some random, like, corridor which doesn't have anybody else in it, so we can either plan chicanery, save the ship, or just drive down the corridor. Oh, here's your bonsai tree. I've given this to you multiple times. I'm sorry.
I know. And he just puts it in a safe place. And we will still be dealing with this later. But okay. For now, and he is just going to slap Bolin across the face.
I would like to roll a dare in security, because Bolin actually has the focus timey-wimey as shenanigans, and is going to try and judo flip Macbeth.
Difficulty of one on this. Daring security, difficulty of one.
One?
Well, you have to roll as well.
Yeah.
So this is a closed roll.
Yeah, you're doing a daring security with hand-to-hand combat, so...
Role plays on us. We're not using any momentum or anything.
Sure. Yep.
All right. I get no successes,
by the way. All right. Well, it looks like Bolin, you are getting slapped.
Ow.
Poor 17s.
Yeah, good luck we have. Okay, I think I'm currently in this current timeline.
Good. I have wanted to do that for several loops now.
I've wanted to do that for several months, but
what have I done?
That may ultimately become the same thing.
I'm like having an existential crisis. My friends want to hit me. Besides the other existential crisis of being in a time loop.
Do you really want us to enumerate the reasons why we've all wanted to do that and only now availed ourselves of the opportunity?
I've been a good friend too. There's like, you know, pros and cons and stuff.
Pros and cons. You wish us to draw up the list again of pros and cons.
Okay, maybe I've been dealing with a lot of escapism with stuff and being distracted myself. And this has been like the really weird therapy session. But I don't like that this loop is pointed at me this time.
We went through all of this 4 loops ago, or perhaps 5. That is where the blood wine came in.
Oh.
It really does taste like the rock to Gina,
I would just like to say I have two brains here, which is doubly affected by the time loops. I'm just putting that out there.
And I have told you, proper Ractogino has blood wine in it. Why do you think they drink so much of it on DS9?
Yeah, you would need to do that to survive in that heck hole.
I mean, I was once offered to be stationed in an equivalent place, and I said,
Let's not spend another one of these loops with the distracted, meandered conversations about, irrelevant details. I think we've wasted about 7 loops already on that.
Yeah, it's already been like a month in real time, I think, possibly, if we got our calculations correct. Anyway, so do we go to Lieutenant Commander Johnson's room and try to stop him there? Or do we try to find the Romulan ship this time?
I think we have to figure out the cause of this time loop that we're stuck in.
It has to do something with the black holes because we get thrown into them. Maybe this time, because we've always tried to prevent ourselves from getting thrown into the black holes, right? But maybe we angle the trajectory. Because the time loop has to do with the forces of going between two black holes or going near two black holes. But if we go for more of an orbiting route, the Romulans throw us at the place that will then swing us back around.
I think we are making too many assumptions here. We do not have the information about this. I suggest that this loop, as I've been suggesting, possibly for several loops,
I don't know.
We go to the bridge. We find out what is happening.
And just watch, like, we just spend the time just, like, watching stuff. I do know the Jeffrey's troops that we could get a good view on the bridge, and they wouldn't be able to see us unless they do a full in-depth sensor scan, which they don't have enough time to because of loops.
Why would they need to see us?
Well, we're not supposed to be on the bridge. I think
objections. We want them to be as natural as possible, and us being there will tamper the events happening.
That is a fair point.
So, but
we need access to the sensor information that the Baja is taking in.
Where do you think the wires for that go into?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So wires. We need just gestures.
And
the EPS conduits, the sensor relays, tap into those as we're watching the bridge. We're voyeuristically spying on them, like Romulans would.
I believe we could achieve this from Science Bay 3.
I mean, it's empty. Maybe that should be our, like, where we should meet up. Because we have more stuff here rather than this. I am never going to be able to walk down that hallway for a while. Because, like, I don't know. It feels like we have a lot of memories in that hallway. I feel nostalgic about a random ass hallway.
This is not the time for this.
No.
All right. Well,
I mean, technically, we have all the time in the world. In fact, functionally, we're immortal. We're going to live forever if we just remain stuck in this time loop. Let's not discount the pluses of the time loop.
I like you say every single time you shock yourself and bang your head. I don't think this is heaven. I think this is a purgatory, if not hell.
Look, I must confess, receiving the information I receive constantly on a loop is not endearing to my processes.
And now, because I'm aware of it, I spent 5 minutes having an existential dread that I've been killed multiple times. So let's get out.
We can put that to rest. You have.
Yeah, no, like, remember those 5 minutes is I'm not aware of the time loop and then become rapidly aware of my multiple demises. This Romulan agent is really good, by the way. Like, I think he's killed all of us at least a couple of times, besides the entire ship as well.
Yeah, so we kind of need a plan to deal with that, like flooding his quarters with anesthetine gas or something.
Or we could go and boot up the holodeck and do Andorian skiing.
I feel like we've already done that twice before.
And it was enjoyable both times.
Yeah, but I never get a good sore until there's a white flash and we have to do this all again. I feel like we've walked to the Jeffrey's tube to the bridge because, like, anybody like watching us, we're just like randomly talking about all of this nonsense. Mm-hmm. And somebody's probably putting us in for a psych eval.
Probably.
Actually, is any other member of the crew experiencing the same stuff we are?
Well, it's funny you mention that because once you finally get into the Jeffrey's tube and tap into the sensor network and you get a view of the bridge, you do see that Commander Moore and all the other senior officers are there. But about the same time you usually would call Commander Moore, he kind of looks around and goes, I'm supposed to be expecting a call, but from whom? Someone is supposed to call me right now, but they're not.
I go a little bit away and ping Commander Moore and give him the information that I've been giving him every single loop we've been having.
Mm-hmm.
With the mannerisms and calls, you know, that we've been doing this entire time, you know, the seal and other such things.
We've done this before, haven't we?
I believe so, sir. Is Lieutenant Commander Johnson not well? Has he not been on duty for a while?
No, I see that he's currently in his quarters, but that's odd. The reinforced bulkheads are making it difficult for me to scan for things other than his life sign.
We'll go look into it, sir.
Ask him if there's any seals in there.
Is there any seals in there?
No. The closest seal is on deck 6.
Yeah, like they always are.
Oh, yes. Ensign Fluffykins.
Cetacean Ops, very well staffed.
Attention, Fluffy King's highest security officer in the Cetacean Ops, truly a master of his craft. Mm-hmm. The rest of them are all engineers and scientists. They got no got security between any of them.
That's a whole campaign in itself. Cetacean Ops security. All right, so who would be looking at the sensor readout from the Baja sensors at this moment? Would it be Bolin, Macbeth, Thane?
It would probably be, not to speak for you, but Macbeth, I think you have the highest science.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'd probably agree with that. So I'd probably be monitoring the sensors.
Go ahead and give me a reason and a science difficulty of 2 on this one.
Can I like patch this in not only into the sensors, but like onto internal comms of the bridge so we can listen in to what's going on?
Sure. You can assist with a control engineering on your part.
Excellent. EPS systems. Also, tiny wimey shenanigans. I've probably done this before.
Yeah. I gave you both.
I have no focuses that will apply to this, so...
Well, there you go. Between the two of you, you get the 2. So, right before the loop resets this time, you get 2 very crucial bits of information. The first is that, as Bolin had suggested earlier, what happens is a Romulan Dedarics class decloaks and basically graviton pulses you into the event horizons of the 2 black holes. So that's what you find out. The other thing that you notice is that it's whenever Lieutenant Commander Johnson leaves is when the graviton wave happens. So he is the key trigger of sending that wave and forcing you into this time loop once more. However, as we reset the time loop, instead of reading the logs and all that, we're just going to go ahead and skip to that corridor where you met before, and you may continue from there.
Okay, so... Ow, why did you slap me this time?
It just seemed like the thing to do.
Was that like a Klingon congratulatory slap, or like a good job slap?
Yes, let us go with that.
And rude.
So, but I'm not Klingon, I don't know these things.
Not only am I destroying my favorite pad repeatedly, I'm also getting slapped by one of my good friends and confidants.
Exactly. Imagine if I considered you an enemy. And Macbeth has his tricorder out and he's doing some science on it.
All right. So, like before, go ahead.
We know that now there is a graviton wave that is emitted by a Romulan Dederidex class ship at the Baja.
Yeah,
we know that this is pushing us into the black holes. Yep. We know that this is causing the time loop.
Aren't we in a precarious peace with the Romulans at the moment?
I think the key word there is precarious.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it could be some rebel faction of the Tal Shiar, or who knows? The Romulans are constantly infighting and backbiting and betraying people.
Why the Baja? Like this?
We are not important enough to warrant any level of Tal Shiar involvement.
Unless...
Well, tell that to the Tal Shiar agent who's, like, secreted away and hidden himself amongst the crew and is pretending to be a lieutenant commander in Starfleet.
Well, I would, but he keeps shooting at us.
That's a fair cop.
I mean, we could always try diplomacying this. Call me crazy for a second, but he doesn't know he's in a time loop.
Are we sure of that?
Well, if he's aware if he's in a time loop, why would he continuously stick himself in a time loop? Like Commander Moore is not completely 100% aware of what's going on. We seem to be the one group that seems to be completely aware of it.
Why is that?
Because we are in contact with all the bits of information rather than just some of the information.
Or maybe it has to do with the previous experience with the black hole and the weird nonsense that happened there.
Oh, you know, we're just lucky that way. Yay. But anyway.
Bolin, I swear, if this has anything to do with Q.
I pull out the card. No, we're going to save it for now. I mean, unless...
No. We've got this. No. We can figure this out. I think the last thing that this time loop needs is the intervention of a Q.
But anyway... What I'm saying is that the Romulans are the one that caused the time loop, but they don't know they're stuck in a time loop. So if you just come to a precarious peace not to kill each other, I mean, it's worth a shot.
I don't think that's...
Well, let's put it this way. There's a high
likelihood of working.
One in a million chance of it happening, and what happens if we fail? We get yeeted into a black hole.
See, under normal circumstances, that would be a sufficient reason not to adopt that course of action. But you know what?
We've experienced black holes so many times before, it's no longer a scary option.
Exactly, yes.
So
why the heck not?
Why the heck not? You know, let's give it a go.
You only live as many times as the time loop progresses. And
yes.
Plus one.
Why does the Baja get assigned to so many black hole duties?
I think it's due to our sensor array is normally quite acquitted for that sort of line of work.
Oh, I thought it was our chief science officer, like Tin Darinel. Was that our science officer's name? They have such weird names, those Kalmarians. But anyways, isn't he an expert in she?
I mean, that could also be a good point. I mean, they don't give us the information. They just say, oh, go investigate this black hole. It's good for you.
Yeah, aren't they an expert in black holes?
I check the computer. Are they an expert in black holes?
I actually have to look at their sheet. Are they an expert in black holes? No, they are an expert in botany, ironically enough.
Wait, are they a side character? Can we activate them and give them a focus in?
I mean, holes? Technically, they are both a science officer and the chief medical officer. But if you want to, quote unquote, activate them to give them the focus, sure. Why the heck not?
Yes, they have now become a focus in black holes. The circle is now complete.
I will add that to their sheet.
One other key thing we have perhaps overlooked is that this Patak Romulan keeps the instigating factor is him beaming off the ship, correct?
Yes.
Are the shields up?
The shields,
and if they are not up.
We would not need the shields at this time. That's why we're reinforcing the hull so much. The reason that we don't want to rely on our shields for this prolonged sensor scan is because it would drain the power too much. That's why we're reinforcing the hull rather than, you know, putting up the shields.
However, we do not need the shields on constantly. We just need them to block for a split moment to stop them from beaming away.
I mean, and then we can diplomacy them. I mean, they'll be trapped then. It's the best time to do diplomacy of Romulan.
And
what do I mean diplomacy?
Batleth,
with your surgical Batleth, yes. And I'm going to go get my personal shield. I think those are a thing in Star Trek.
You know, they are.
Yeah, I'm going to get a personalized shield and just, you know, an EVA suit. Just an EVA suit and a personal shield. You can't disintegrate me now, Mr. Romulan.
Well, it seems like a really complicated way of going about this, but okay, fine.
All right. Well, so how are we activating the shield? I mean, illegally, I can do it because I could reroute power in certain systems, which causes the ship to think it needs to have the shields raised.
I mean, couldn't we just take this to the senior staff? They know that something's a little off. They're having the sense of deja vu. And timey-wimey nonsense happens on every starship like every second week.
Yeah, okay. And some bullying to Commander Morris.
You mean Moore?
Moore?
Yeah. This is Commander Moore. Go ahead. Are you about to tell me something about the Lieutenant Commander Johnson?
Yeah, I'm just going to give the short strokes because I've probably already told you about this. Timey-wimey nonsense, time loop, he's a Romulan, there's a Derridesk ship which is going to graviton pulses into the black hole in Nebula, which is causing the time loop, and we're going to keep looping and looping and looping and looping.
I have been with him for several months now, it seems like, and even I did not understand that.
Yeah, it actually feels like years.
From my calculations, we're a month and a half into the time loop.
All right, checking internal chronometers against subspace. Appears you are correct. There is a month and a half discrepancy. Sure, Captain. I believe we should raise shields and prepare for encounter with the Romulans.
And then you hear the captain's slightly muted voice goes, "Agreed. Shields raise. Go to red alert." And sure enough, you go to red alert. The shields get raised. And then there's a rock of the ship. But the black holes don't get any closer. And you hear the sort of beep, beep, beep from the bridge that tells there's a comm incoming. And Commander Moore says,
We'll get back to you three. We're getting a hail from Romulan to Derek, so that's uncloaked off our port bow.
We're going to go arrest Lieutenant Commander Johnson.
Very well. Make sure you take a Type 3 phaser and a personal shield.
Yes, I feel like I've been disintegrated multiple times, as well as probably squished into a single atom because we've gone into a black hole multiple times.
Anyway, bridge out.
Yay.
Now, you know, every time we've tried this, we've failed miserably, so let's not this time, because there's no coming back.
Yeah, let's not. Personal shield. I have an idea.
Oh, no.
That room has a entry point via a Jeffrey tube. It's usually behind a wardrobe or something, but if somebody big enough and strong enough was able to push it through, one of us would be able to get a clean shot off as somebody distracts him at the door. And when I mean distract, not actually just stand in the door and just go, woohoo!
Well, quite frankly, I think you're the most distracting person amongst us.
Okay, I'm distraction.
And you want me to break into his room through the Jeffrey's tube?
Yes.
This seems dishonorable, but very well.
It's a Romulan that's killed us multiple times.
I didn't say you needed to convince me. I just said it there seems dishonorable.
All right, well, for this plan to go off without a hitch, this is going to be a difficulty 4 task. I'll tell you that now. Bolin, since you're to the distraction, you're going to be giving me a presence and a security. Macbeth, since you're going to be shooting our Romulan friend, that's going to be a control security. And which one of you takes the lead, I'll let you two decide amongst yourselves. But remember, it is a difficulty 4. You have 2 momentum. Have at it.
Well,
I don't mind which one.
I feel like the distraction is going to be an assist rather than the main task.
Yeah. I like timey-wimey bullshit and etiquette. I'm basically going to knock the door and go, hey, Lieutenant Commander Johnson, this is your regular Romulan examination. We need to check if you're a Romulan spy. And just make it like a monotone thing where I just revealed, like, we know everything about you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have no focuses for security stuff.
Do you have a domination that would work? I feel like this is determination worthy.
Yeah, I'm going to invoke, I will protect my Kordu, my family. And I am going to, add my determination to this then.
All right, start off with 2 free successes.
And can I buy a momentum? Hang on.
It would be 2 momentum for the 3rd die. Yep.
Yeah.
You might as well buy it because, you know.
And I will. So I've got 3 dice. I've got my determination. And here we go.
Well,
I succeed.
I have good news. That is 4 successes overall. But there's a complication on the field. I think I know what the complication is going to be. So, Bolin, you do your thing at the door. Macbeth, you push the Jeffrey's tube open just enough to take a phaser shot at Lieutenant Commander Johnson. Lieutenant Commander Johnson does go down. I assume you were firing it on stun and not lethal. So he does get stunned, falls against the table, knocks it over, chairs, whole 9 yards.
Yeah, we never discussed that, but yeah.
Yeah, whole 9 yards happens to his thing. The complication, though, is going to be that as Lieutenant Commander Johnson, the spy, goes down, Thane, you notice that the Derek's class has moved such that it is now right outside the window.
Get out of here. So he's actually just look at the D-Darius class warbird there hovering in its predatory stance, and he'll grab Bean from, or not Bean, but Marques from the front of the door and sort of yank her backwards, the door sort of swishing closed, I assume, because it's on automation. Mm-hmm. And he's going to start moving down the hallway.
So I'm going to grab my tricorder, and I, even though it's very dangerous, I'm going to hack one of the local transporters, an emergency transport, 2 people in that area, which can't get out of there quite quickly. Lieutenant Commander Johnson. Mm-hmm. And Macbeth, because Macbeth is a very big lad in a Jeffrey's tube.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We can get out. I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, no, I'm all for this.
All right. So I'm going to be nice since it's the series finale. You do beam away and right on time, okay, because as soon as the beam in or beam out process completes, there is a rock of the ship which sends you skirtling to the floor as the Romulans do attempt to fire upon that section of the Baja to weaken the shields. But since you beam them out, the only thing that happens is you get one hit and then you hear the sound of the photon torpedoes firing. And then everything kind of goes quiet. I mean, obviously, red alert still's going on, but you do get a chirp from Commander Moore.
Oh, this is Commander Moore to the ensigns, Boleyn, Thane, Macbeth. Are any of you reading?
Security team to transport at room 3. There's a Romulan, also medical. Macbeth may be wounded. Ow.
No, I am fine. He's just bleeding profusely from the head.
What about Thane? Is Thane okay?
Thane?
Yes, sir. I'm perfectly well, actually.
Oh, I'm the only one that got yeeted across the corridor.
Well, right? You were very small.
Yeah.
Well, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is that we're no longer in a time loop as far as I can tell. The bad news is that we had to destroy the Romulans. They weren't one for talking, unfortunately. Macbeth, do you have Lieutenant Commander Johnson with you?
Do I?
You do.
Yeah. I do. Good. Okay. Yes, he is unconscious on the transporter pad.
Very well. Take him to the brig and await for me to arrive. I believe I have quite the interrogation ahead of me, as does Starfleet Intelligence.
Are you sure? It would be very satisfying to put him into pieces.
Unfortunately, he's the only one that has answers at this point.
You know, there's an excellent interrogation technique which involves a holodeck and time looping.
I will take him to the brig, although the prospect of putting him through this hell would be fitting. No, the brig it is.
And one thing that I'd like to point out, since it has been a while, as we kind of vignette our way forward with Lieutenant Commander Johnson getting interrogated by Moore, answers coming out, that of course your lower decks, you never find out the answer because you're lower decks. Why would you? We skip to a scene maybe about 3 days after the fact, after you've broken the loop. And I have a very important question for Macbeth. What are you doing with that message you received? It's over a month old, a month and a half old at this point. Do you reply? Do you act on it? That sort of thing.
Yeah. In fact, I was going to say, can I have a scene with the captain?
Sure. Yeah. You can have a captain's ready room, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Captain Mertvik is sitting in his ready room behind a desk. Door chirps and he says, come in.
And Macbeth does, ducking under the doorframe as he does. Captain, I wish to speak with you.
Of course, Ensign Macbeth. What can I do for you?
I have received news from my home, and I wish to request a leave of absence from Starfleet.
I'm okay with doing this, but do you know how long of a leave of absence?
No. I am hopeful that it will be short. However, it may be difficult for me to return quickly. There are Klingon rites and customs that must be performed. And you are not Klingon. You would not understand.
It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. And he gives you that smile because he's a Klingon and they actually like being insulted. Very well. I'll approve your leave of absence right away, but I think you probably should tell your friends.
That is perhaps next on my list of duties to perform, Captain.
Very well. Paperwork will be settled by the time you're ready to leave.
And he doesn't thank the captain. He just nods and leaves.
And then, yeah, operative question. Do you fill in Boleyn and Thane?
I think Yeah, I think if we can cut to like a scene in the Baja bar.
Baja Blast Bar.
And yeah, I think the three of us would be round a table. I think we'd all have whatever drinks it is that we wanted. Macbeth would be nursing a Ractogino, just sort of rolling the cup between his hands and feeling a bit sort of pensive, I suppose is the word. Just unsure how to bring up this subject while the other two are probably bickering.
So, like I said, it was the problem I told you was. You just decided that you didn't want to check it.
I checked it. It wasn't a problem on loop 17, but it became a problem starting on loop 25.
Or maybe it's because I kept telling you how to do it properly and you did it properly on loop 25.
No. You started messing with my shuttlecraft on loop 25. It was another
How?
one of your pranks that
It
you started
wasn't.
working in
How
to
did I
every
have
one of them.
time? Literally, I was on the other side of the ship. You would have had to play goalie on your ship in the nanoseconds it took me to mess with your ship and then come back. I was throwing my pad down the Jeffries cube at that point because it was going to happen.
You just used your cue card. Oh, yes, you did.
No, I didn't even
That's
think to do
exactly the way
that.
you would use a connection to a nigh
True.
omnipotent
Right.
being
I'd
for a
like to
prank.
say, if whether or not I use the cue card, you probably let me have it for free anyway.
Exactly. So I'll never be able to know.
So you're just gonna have to believe me that I didn't mess with your ship. I just
Well,
told you how to fix. Is it working now?
yes,
That
it
means that
is.
was the problem.
Well, no, I mean,
Occam's
it could stop working
Razors.
again anytime.
Look, just because you're bad at maintenance your own ship doesn't mean that, you should blame me for messing around with it.
Okay, I take pride in very few things, but that ship, insofar as it is a ship, because it's just a shuttle pod, is one of them. So
And then
I'm personally offended.
when your engineer has like the highest maintenance score in this entire ship tells you that there's a maintenance problem, maybe instead of going, nah, it couldn't possibly be that, and spending multiple time loops or days, whichever is longer, finding the problem, you could have just checked the problem I told you it was on loop 1 to 24.
When it comes to small craft, I will bet you anything that I am a better maintenance specialist than you.
Bet. What are you willing to bet? In fact, I have good word with some of the senior staff with my high maintenance score. I could get you a promotion.
I am leaving the ship.
Wait, what?
I am leaving the ship. I am taking a
Is it about?
short leave of absence.
Oh, it's about that. Okay. You take your time with that, all right? Just keep in contact, okay?
I do not think that would be possible.
Punch the communication guys and call his call him a talk and then send us the communication.
Well, that would undoubtedly work. That is not quite what I mean. I plan to return. However, there are things I must do, and it is only fair that you know. I do plan to return. Starfleet is my family. You are my family,
The one you were born into.
not the squabbling mess of idiots that I was born into, as you put it.
I'm not Klingon, so I couldn't possibly understand, but I know what it is to have family expectations and responsibilities weighing you down, how they can warp everything about your perception of yourself and the world.
Or put expectations on you or praise on you when you don't deserve it.
They can make you afraid of both success and failure.
Make you be somebody who you're not.
You are not Klingon, but you do understand.
Well, maybe that's because we are your friends.
Indeed, and I am fortunate that that is the case.
Though, I have thought of a cunning plan. You could always perform the Worf maneuver.
I am rapidly reevaluating my choices.
Right, all right, all right. Okay, just bear with me. He won chancellorship, but didn't actually claim it for himself.
And as that idea floats out there, we zoom out of the Baja bar, and we see the Baja kind of turning away from the two, I guess now one, but major black hole, and warping away. That'll be our season finale for Baja. I thought that was brilliant. We had the humor, we had the character development. I don't think we could have asked for a better season finale. So thank you. Thank all three of you. And of course, thank you viewers for sticking with us through that. One thing I want to do before we cut the thing for YouTube and do some Twitch stuff is I do want to say that the Avatar game is going to again start on November 5th. You know, of course, schedules and health be willing. Or was it the 12th? I think I've mentioned
it was the 12th. Yeah,
it's the 12th. Yeah. Okay. So it is the 12th. Yay. Of course, health and timelines and schedules be willing. It will be one era that is not the standard play where, of course, in Avatar Legends, you have the Roku era, the Kyoshi era, the Aang era, and the Korra era. We're actually going to be going back in time, ironically enough, to the Salai era, which is kind of before Kyoshi, before Yang Chen, way back in the past. So it'll be a lot of fun. We get to mess with canon a little bit and have a good time. But Matthew, would you care to announce who you're playing?
I am actually going to be playing Avatar Salai herself. So it's going to be an interesting excursion for Team Avatar.
And then, yeah, same with Techno and Bean, if you remember who you're going to be playing.
I don't remember my name, but I'm going to play in a nomadic airbender, which less monk, more nomad.
And I haven't quite developed my character to the point that they have a name yet, but I will be playing a Fire Nation noble who may or may not also be a complete disaster bisexual.
I love it. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, thank you again for coming out for the series finale, or not series, the season finale of Star Trek Baja. We'll see you later, YouTube. Bye-bye.